Good morning and happy 4th of July to all of you that are watching or listening through the podcast. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry, here with a Saturday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time. This morning, as I spent time with God, it's continuing in the In Christ Alone devotional journal. Today is day 31 of that journal, and the topic is In Christ, I Have an Understanding High Priest. Now, for many in the culture that I live in, this may not sound as impressive as what it really is. As Paul was writing about this, his readers definitely would have been impressed. In the Old Testament times, God set up a system of priests that would follow the lineage of Aaron, the brother of Moses, who would be individuals who would act as an intermediary. They would represent the people before God. And the high priest was kind of the guy in charge. He had the special responsibilities. And it had reached a time, a point, but by the time of Jesus, the priests weren't always, well, to put it mildly, they weren't always that understanding of the people, and they weren't always that understanding of God. And there were good priests within the priesthood at the time of Jesus. It's not something that they were all evil. But so often had grown this distance between the people and the priest. And so when Jesus comes along and the New Testament is being written and instructions being given, we discover that all of us in Christ have become this priesthood of believers. That we can go to God through Jesus without the need for another person to be our intermediary, to do our conversation with God for us. But even as a priesthood of believers, Paul writes and says, you have a high priest, one who is seated with the Father, who understands because he lived here on earth. He lived in human flesh. He lived in the same physical nature that you live in. And so as we live in Christ, we discover we have a high priest. We have one who intercedes on our behalf through the Spirit that dwells within us. This high priest made a sacrifice once that completed the need to continually offer sacrifice for sin. His blood atoned or paid for the penalty of sin, of all sin. And as we live life recognizing that in Christ we have this high priest that has lived in flesh, that has lived in this human body, the nature that we live in, we can be assured that this high priest understands and can represent us well before the Father. I wrote in the devotional, I said, if I was ever to find myself in need of representation, whether it was something for a legal matter or anything else really, one of the huge criteria I think I would look for is that someone that had been through what it is that I'm needing representation for. Someone that has lived it, that can understand it. I think about that from time to time, even with the prayer ministry. And there have been times that I've set up at large conferences and have taken an individual or with me. And it's always been people that I knew understood what I was doing, that I knew could represent the ministry well, because they've watched me. They've participated in seminars and things that I've taught and that the prayer ministry has developed. It would be really strange to set up at a conference to represent the prayer ministry and just pick the first guy that walks by and says, "Hey, can you represent this for the week?" Without knowing anything about him, without him knowing anything about me. And in Christ, we have someone that has lived through it. The struggles we face, the joys that we experience, all of it. And as our high priest, he represents us before the Father in a way that no one else could. You see, as we live in this time of confusion, of changes, of uncertainty, we can be assured that we are being represented well before God. And in our life as this priesthood of believers, I think the question comes to, how are we representing God to others? You see, in the Old Testament, that seemed to be the difference, in a sense. The priests were those who had the responsibility to represent the people to God. The prophets were typically those who were representing God to the people. And it's not as cut and dried as that, but those were primary responsibilities. And Jesus comes along and is known as the prophet, the priest, and the king. I mean, he's got it all wrapped up into one. And he calls us to be his servants, to allow him to represent us before God, but to, in doing so, for us to represent him before people. I think we have an incredible opportunity to do that. I believe that the more confusing that the world becomes, the greater the opportunity it is to represent Jesus. And not that it will be easy, but that it'll be more noticeable. Living a life that honors God, that shows Jesus to the world, will be different than the way the world is living. Our concern for one another in the midst of a pandemic ought to look different than the way the world looks at a pandemic. Our concern for justice ought to look different than the way the world longs for justice. The way we care for the oppressed, the downtrodden, the forgotten, the hurting, the lonely, the outcast ought to look different than the way the world cares for them or doesn't care for them. You see, it's in this heart of knowing that we have a high priest that understands us, that we begin to represent him in a way that understands the people we encounter. I read a quote yesterday, and I don't have it down perfectly. I can't even remember who the person was quoting. But it talked about the fact that that love and listening are not the same thing. But if you listen well, most people won't notice the difference between that and love. And I think in our culture, we've not learned how to listen well. And so we don't know how to love well. And I think that's one of the reasons why Jesus can be such an incredible high priest. Because he understands us, because he has lived and listened to humanity, to the cries of mankind, to the cries that you and I have expressed. And he knows how to represent those to the Father, even when we don't know how to. Today, as we pray, I want us to spend some time praying about how we trust God to represent us, and how living in that trust ought to free us to represent Him more accurately. Would you spend some time this morning praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that knows our needs even more fully than we know them ourselves. That even as you've called us to be a priesthood of believers who can come to you directly, you have still given us Jesus as our high priest, as that intermediary who sits with you and knows us better than anyone else does, who has lived the life we live in this body and understands our joys, our struggles, the things that we go through, and with such detail that he can represent us better than anyone else can. So, Father, as we trust the representation of Jesus on our behalf, may we be more diligent and faithful in representing him before others. May we share with the people around us the good news of having a high priest that understands. May we pay attention and notice the people that no one else happens to be seeing. May we have the courage and patience to listen. And to listen beyond the words, but to listen to the heart and the hurt. To listen to the emotion and the joy that is either present or lacking. Father, as we learn to love people as Jesus loved people, may we find ways to have a greater understanding. May we become more patient in our evaluations. May we learn to not judge people by what we see. To grow in understanding of why we're seeing what we're seeing. Father, I continue to pray that this virus would be gone. As we enter another weekend and this holiday weekend here in the United States of July 4th, I pray that as we celebrate the independence of a nation, that we would always recognize our dependence on you. Father, there's times I believe that our worship of independence has caused many to even declare independence from you. And we see the troubling results of that poured out in our streets and in our nation. I pray that beginning with your children, with those who call you Father, that we would declare full dependence and place our trust fully in you again. Father, for the children in our lives, in our homes, our communities, our churches, may we be more diligent in representing Jesus to them in a way that they know He understands them. Father, as studies continue to show this rapid rise in mental health issues among children over the last decade, I pray that we would, as a culture, begin to understand the causes behind that increase, and we would pay more attention to how we treat children, to how we value children, to how we teach and train and discipline and correct and bring up children in ways that are healthy and good. Father, as we celebrate this weekend, we also celebrate, as we do each weekend, the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. And whether we're gathering in a church building or gathering with our family or small groups and celebrating that through online opportunities, may we do so in trust of who you are. Father, may we have a greater compassion for one another. The realization that we each approach this pandemic stuff differently. And may there not be one side that wins or controls or demands everything be done their way, but may we live with one another in mutual submission and understanding that those who take one approach are just as valuable as those who take a different approach. And may we learn how to do life without imposing our own views and our own way of doing things on those around us. And even as we do life our way in Christ, may we be mindful of those around us. Not in a way that imposes our stuff, but in a way that respects them. Oh, Father, today, may we live more free than ever before. Oh, not because of the nation we live in, but because of the God we serve. Not because of a piece of paper that was signed over 200 years ago, but because of a piece of paper that was hung over the head of Jesus. As he was crucified, declaring him to be the King of the Jews, the Messiah, the one who came to save. Father, may we live with greater freedom because of Jesus and because of his understanding of who we are. And Father, as Scripture teaches us, may we not use that freedom for selfish gain or selfish means, but may we use that freedom to fully serve one another in love. continue to teach us what that looks like so that our service to the people around us would represent Jesus, that we would lift Him up in all that we say, all that we do, that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. Thank you for joining me on this Saturday morning, July 4th, devotion, encouragement, and prayer time. I do pray that God would greatly bless you today, that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.